Women with the happiest husbands do certain things that most women don't even, women and men, don't even think about.
Can we do this since, I mean, I'm not married, so I can't answer these, but I guess I could when I was.
Yeah, you could, yeah.
But like Jason and Matt can say if this is happening currently.
Absolutely. And if you think that this would make you look at your wife like, man, she's really in tune with what I need.
Right.
Put as out. A man.
Yeah, okay. Definitely put out.
Okay, well, maybe that's on there, but I'm not
100%, because that's the main thing.
Okay.
Keep the main thing, the main thing.
All right, well, that's the main dish.
Papa John's.
All right, and then the side dishes are recognizing when your man isn't happy, when he's on edge, when he's stressed out. Now, normally, I recognize it, and I'm like, stay away. Stay away from him. But, you know, according to the study, they say women with a happy husband, they say if you're noticing that your man's fatigued or irritable, if he has exaggerated reactions to even small annoyances.
Well, that would be 100% of the time for me.
Carol's just constantly, you okay? You okay? You okay? You okay? You okay? You okay?
You okay? You all right? You okay? You
then
okay?
Matt with his RBF, no clue. Are you okay? You okay? You okay? You okay? You okay? Yeah.
But she recognizes it.
She does recognize it quite a bit. Now, what you do with the recognition is different.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
that is true. You recognize it and make a joke about it.
Like,
you recognize it and irritate the snot out of me about it.
Well, I think Matt has a point. Matt has a point there. If they're constantly asking you, it makes you more irritated. So if I was just irritated constantly and she was like, you irritated, bro? Then I would be a little upset if it was over and over.
You mad, bro?
I think
especially she says that. You mad, bro?
You mad, bro?
Hey, bro.
I think every person is different, obviously. And if Matt, in your case, Hannah knows, I think, if she keeps asking you over and over that you're going to get annoyed, so maybe she just recognizes it and doesn't ask you. And in that case, that makes you happier because you're not annoyed by her.
Correct. That would make me happier than asking me constantly.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just notice I'm annoyed and then do nothing with it, like, I don't mind if you say, what can I do to help?
There you go.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good one.
That is universal.
Carol, you hear
right
that?
There. Yep. What can I do to help?
Yeah, if like you notice they're bothered or something, just say, is there anything I can do to make this better? What can I do to help the situation?
I love that.
And then if you say no, then I'd be like, okay, heard. Yeah, and then I go shopping.
And you immediately leave the house and speed off.
I think that makes it non-threatening kind of and annoying. And if even if there's nothing to help, it would immediately calm me down.
Yeah.
Or say,
hey,
are you okay? Mm-hmm. And then you're like, I don't know. You're like, can I help you? What can I do to help or make it easier?
Have you ever told Hannah that?
She's never asked that.
Exactly. So maybe you should tell her to shape up.
Should we get both Hannah
I'm planning on sending her this audio after.
Me too, Matt. Can you send it?
I can send you the study too if you'd like.
I want her to hear me say it.
Oh.
There's a podcast link we can send.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, but this definitely goes into noticing not just the not just the outward emotions, but also there are certain things that maybe he doesn't recognize, your guy doesn't recognize that are is going on with him. For example, they say he's not sleeping the way that he used to. His libido has taken a nosedive. And even if you are initiating, maybe he's like doesn't know what the problem is, but you're in tune and you recognize it.
Okay. What's wrong with your wiener? Does that help?
I think it's all in your delivery.
Okay.
I think in your delivery. Also, if he's unfocused and unmotivated or he's lacking concentration and that's new for him, you're just noticing little things are different.
That's good.
Yeah.
Also, I think it's good to notice those small changes before they become a big problem.
Big deal, right? Yeah.
Or he's cheating. It could go that way, too, on that
this
one.
This is supposed to be positive day.
No, I know that,
I don't know, I'm just saying. You know that?
A clue is what you just said. I'm just saying.
Okay, well, you know what? You're in tune with it.
Yeah.
You recognize it.
She's like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you want to do it like, no, I did it last night with someone else.
Right.
Okay, honey, good night.
No, okay, bye. Yeah.
I'm dried up. We're good.
Ew.
I did it already. My wife is such a nag.
I'm going through my refractionary period.
What an idiot.
Sick.
I like it, Matt. Continue to be nasty.
Another thing that women with the happiest husbands do that most people don't even think about, they put a little love into the meals. I try. Doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, that's not happening.
That one's out the window.
Yeah.
All right.
Ben has a look of disgust on his face. Like, no, it's good.
No, it's great.
I love it.
Help him laugh and lighten up. That's another thing that women do that with happy husbands that they do that most people don't even think about. Not everything has to be serious. However, I will say this: it's very easy for everyone to get into the mundane. To get into the everyday,
daily grind.
The daily grind. I mean, because life is not one big surprise after another. It just is not.
Yeah.
So I think if you set that expectation and then you have fun in the moments, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Jason, would you say that Carol's funny?
She can be funny. The thing she does is like, like, I can't believe you did that. That's funny.
laughing with her.
Like clumsy, you know what I'm saying? Okay. She like hit her. And I think it's funny at times.
No, but she's not somebody who's like funny.
She can be.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I think Hannah's funny.
I think so.
She's very funny.
Yes.
Yeah. Her sassiness is funny.
I think Ben can be funny too.
Yes. Yeah. 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 This is for men, like women who have happy husbands. True. Yeah.
Are you funny to Ben?
I mean, probably not.
Katie's funny, though.
Probably not. Yeah,
you're funny. You leave it all here? Leave the funny here?
Work definitely gets the best of me.
She uses all the funny.
That's what I'm saying. Use all your funny here.
I use all of it. And then I just go home and yell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking here, is mean funny? I don't really know.
It is very funny to you.
I think it's funny. When it's mean to me, I'm like, Katie, what is wrong with you?
I mean, you don't do the same career for 20 years if you're not funny.
Yeah, that's true.
Being mean, you know what I'm saying?
No, and I'm not married, but the person I'm dating is funny. But also has a good sense of humor. I don't think you have to be funny. She is funny on her own. She makes me laugh. But if somebody has a good sense, they can sense humor.
Yeah.
Like if you're explaining your jokes over and over, it's like, I'd rather not be with anybody.
Well, because
it's just like, oh,
that to me is a sign of incompatibility.
Yes.
If you are constantly like, no, what I meant was.
No. What, see, the reason that's funny, if you have to say the reason that's funny is no good.
Yes. So true.